Of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority in Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
We find here that where Lucifer's kingdom was, the one he ruled, and the only thing that meets this is earth. So look at it here. Thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. Had to go up to get there. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. He had a throne. He ruled. He had a kingdom. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The stars are above wherever he is. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's God's throne. I'm going to move my throne up there. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. So this place where he was had clouds. Earth has clouds. They bring rain. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I'm not just going to give him praise. I'm going to take some. Yet, thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee. Is this the one that made the earth to tremble and shook kingdoms? This little worm? That's where it's coming to. It's not there yet, but he's coming there. It's written. Everything is written already. We know how it's coming out. Now, he literally made an advance on heaven. He literally took those that followed him on earth, and he convinced them what he's going to do. We're going to take over. And they followed him. He deceived them. Oh, he's a great deceiver. He's going to take over. Militarily. Yeah. So, when he made this advance on heaven, how did it turn out? Luke 10:18. Jesus saw it. Luke 10:18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So he fell. And when he fell, and his kingdom fell, that is the catapole. Do you see that? So what does God say in Ephesians to us? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all Holy Spirit-given blessings in the heavenlies in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the catabole. He knew it was going to happen. But he already looked way, way down past Adam, way, way down past, down to you. And there's going to be a group, because what Lucifer tried to do in Adam and the fall of man was to make all of mankind dirty, dead, separated from God. Nobody could be in a place to work with God. But God already had it fixed in his. God already had it fixed in his mind, in his plan. Yeah, I give you authority. Therefore, I give you authority. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the sky. Therefore, I give you authority. So, now look here. According as he's blessed us, he gave us all this equipment to work with, because he chose us before the katabole of the world. Now that, here's a purpose. We should be holy. Satan didn't want anyone holy, anyone separated unto God. That we should be holy and without blame, where? Before him. Without blame, before God, in the presence of the Father. Now, this is one of the most important things for you to get today. God has a throne in a heaven. And it was Lucifer's turn, Satan's aim to so pull down mankind that no one could ever get there. No one could ever be before him. Yeah, those beautiful stones, that beautiful heaven. To his face, lifne, before means to his face. There's going to be a people that will be in the very presence of God. They will be so holy that they can operate in his face. To his face. You can look on his face. You will look on his face. So the position is the thing. And the position is before him. The place of the church for eternity is in the presence of God's face. The Father's. Now, just go back to John a minute. John 14, Jesus talking. I don't know if I can, to tell you the real truth, Leslie. I just don't know if I can take any more. I just might faint right here. John chapter 14. Jesus is going to go. You know, he's seen that the Jews reject the kingdom. Judas has left. So now he's going to give them new covenant realities. He's going to give them revelations they never had before. And he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And Thomas says, where are you going? And we don't know the way. And Jesus said, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The position that is so high and so lifted up is the face of the Father. To work with him throughout eternity. Verse 12. He that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. End of verse 20. He'll prepare a place. Right in the face of the Father. There where your place is. That's our place. Verse 20, at that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me. Verse 28, I go to the Father. 16, verse 5, I go my way to him that sent me. Chapter 16, 16, end of the verse, I go to the Father. Verse 28, I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. You see that circle? This is 16, verse 28. And before that, it was verse 16. Now, he said, no man is going to come to the Father except through me. I go to make a place for you. The church. the third group, we are the only ones of the three groups that are going to stand in the face of the Father and sit in the face of the Father and work with the Father throughout eternity. We're the only ones. Those sheep nations on the earth, they're not going there. Are you kidding me? Satan, at the end of the millennium, is able to get an army up. They never went to the face of the Father. They never saw the Father. Now, we do see some hints that over in eternity future, there will be some interplanetary action between heaven and earth. But the ones that are going to the Father is the body of Christ. The ones that are going to stand in His face and work with Him. That way, He's the way. Now, look at this. Look at this. He equipped us with all these spiritual blessings according as He has chosen us in Him before the katabole of the world. Satan was going to try to make it look like nobody ever could get there, but he already had it planned out. We're at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. According as He hath chosen us in Him, we're the body, before the katabole of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him, to His face. In love having predestined us. Now, did you know that the original scriptures, they don't even have spaces between the letters? It's totally up to the Bible translators where they put the capital letters, where they put the periods, the spaces. So there should have been a period after before Him. In love, having predestined us or foreordained us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Now, I want you to notice, we're going to get into something here. God is a God of purpose. Why did He make the Jews? I taught that. Why? What is their purpose? Why did He have Abraham sitting over here when Babylon's happening? Because He had a purpose for the Jews. They're going to reveal God to those nations. Now, notice as we're moving on here, He's talking about this group that God chose before the katabole of the world, and He chose this group with a purpose. We're going to talk about God's will and God's purpose. Having foreordained is the better translation of that word, us, unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Anointed One, to Himself, according to something.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our Authority Conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.